time to call out a name on the payroll. Let's see here. It's Kimberly Cook, K-O-C-H, Kimberly Cook, or Koch, of Long Beach. 888-696-1003 is the number to call in the next 10 minutes or less. Kimberly Cook, Kimberly Koch of Long Beach. It's 888-696-1003. Call us. Christian, give to me your leather. No, no. Take from me my lace.
I'm focusing. I just finished the training on public social media stuff, so my brain's full, buddy.
It's Matthew McConaughey in my Lincoln MKX. I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel, which is gross, wishing I had a rag to towel off. But I always feel that way with AITA. All right, all right, all right.
Okay, so it's 4:20. And
you talking?
We have food. Chronic Taco.
They got a new location, Andy.
It's in Palmdale.
Yes, it is.
And, hey, you're in Palmdale. What else are you going to do with your life?
Have some tacos.
Go have some tacos.
From Chronic Tacos.
And Summer from Chronic Taco, she drove all the way from Valencia to get here today.
I know, just to bring
and
us.
And she's a living doll. She had an idea that maybe she should make this drive every Tuesday, and every Tuesday should be Taco Tuesday.
No, I'm in favor of it.
These millennials, some of their ideas are pretty good.
Forward thinking.
Chronic Taco, thank you for that. I'm going to proceed to rub this good food all over my abdomen.
And probably get some under the jowly bits there as well for the joints.
definitely gonna do that. Christian?
Yeah.
Do these tacos make me look fat?
I think the fourth one is probably going to be the one that puts you right
That's
over
the
edge there.
It.
Yeah, yeah. The up until there, those three are holding together nicely.
Yeah.
It's going to be it's a little much.
Well, how many tacos could you buy from Chronic Taco with $1,500? That's what Sherry Ungabran of Santa
still?
Ana has now. Yeah, she's still on it. She was
nice.
On all through yesterday's Andy in the Afternoon.
Yep.
Was on it all morning, all afternoon through Uncle Joe's show. Still on that thing and still adding to it. $1,500, good
You're
God.
You know what? We should call her later. She'll be excited. She's going to be stoked.
Her reaction yesterday was muted.
Yeah, well, she was like, because you know why? She knew she was going to get more money. She wanted to blow the wad at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now she's got places
to go. In retrospect.
Yeah,
in retrospect, yeah. She's kind of got it all in perspective. Hey, would you like to win something for your own self right now? 888-696-1003. Probably tickets to a show or something like that. It's free. What do you want? You're playing the Classic Rock Time Capsule. A question about Deep Purple that I'm going to challenge Christian with in moments. So call up. We'll take caller three now. I think Pico de Gallo is Beak of the Cock. I think that that's...
Wow. I think you have to hit the dump button on that.
It's a chicken.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Open. It's open. Let's do it. Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Wednesday, April 20th, 4/20, 2015. Christian, I got a question about Deep Purple coming up for you. And we've got Chris on the line from Garden Grove. How you doing, Chris?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. You're hands-free, right?
I am.
Good. Safe. Me first, says Mr. Safety. We'll have you back in here. In just a minute to answer a question with Christian. But in the meantime, this is the day in 1968 that the Beatles' Apple Records places an ad in publications that reads, "This man has talent." They're looking for readers to fill in the name and submit tapes of undiscovered recording talent, and they don't really find anybody.
None.
Oh, and except for this band right here. They find Badfinger. Badfinger, by the way, is the one that slips through the toilet paper. Did you know that?
Is that why they call themselves that?
No.
Oh.
They don't find anybody else with that. Oh, well, they do find this guy.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
I guess they did all right.
I've seen sunny
James Taylor
days
and Badfinger, both found by Apple Corps. Today is the day, 25 years it's been, since the death of Humble Pie and Small Faces guitarist and singer Steve Marriott. Oh, God, listen to this. So hot and nasty.
Yeah.
That's a good band, man. Humble Pie. I like like him. You rarely see Steve Marriott without a cigarette hanging from his lip, and they think that's what starts the fire that claims his life. Just so talented, only 44 years old, and a rocker's rocker. For example, Keith Richards, who suffers no fools gladly, called Steve Marriott one of his top five artists ever. Steve Perry, also a huge fan of him as a singer. Real talent. Today, 1987, Coventry, Rhode Island cops ponder whether to charge a 17-year-old kid for biting the head off a gerbil at a party. Yeah, you guessed it. His excuse is that he's imitating Ozzy Osbourne biting the head off a bat. Christian, can you blame an artist who writes a song called Suicide Solution for the death of a fan by suicide?
Nope.
But can you blame an artist who bites the head off a bat for inspiring a copycat?
Nope.
Or how about a copy gerbil?
Yes.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. What do you think, Ozzy? Point
he's got
taken.
A point. Yeah.
All right, so Christian, Deep Purple, and we're bringing Chris back into the question here. Do they take their name, Deep Purple, from Ritchie Blackmore's grandma's sofa upholstery, her wool coat, or her favorite song?
Andy, these are some ridiculous suggestions. I'm going to have to go with the couch cushions. A.
Do you agree or disagree, Chris?
I disagree.
Good
idea.
It's always a good idea. It's her favorite song, 1939 tune by Peter DeRose, Deep Purple. How about that? The reason he does it, you see, they're a progressive rock band known as Roundabout leading up to their gig this day in 1968 in Tastrup, Denmark. But after Richie's grandmother kept saying, "Are you going to play Deep Purple tonight, dear?" Richie suggested that they change the name so he could say, "Yes, Mum,
it's so
playing
weird.
Deep Purple on stage tonight."
It's like she's in the room when you do that.
I did. I kind of conjured her,
times,
didn't I?
And it's exactly the same voice.
What did he win, Sammy?
Tickets to the Lost Highway Festival at San Manuel Amphitheater and Festival Grounds on July 23rd.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Hold on the phone.
Yeah.
We'll set you up, Chris. Hold on, okay?
Super.
All right, we're going to have Deep Purple play us out. Hush. It's Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. She says she's going to bring in churros next week.
And they have some sort of burrito churro thing over there? Right.
It's off the menu.
Right. Sorry.
We should have said the Palmdale, it opens today, their newest Chronic Taco locations. 39604 10th Street, West Suite B1, Palmdale. You just have to go to Palmdale. That's the only downside.
It's worth it for the tacos.
Round one, fight.
All right. Every day at this time, we do a song fight. Christian and I each pick a song by secret ballot, and then you vote and tell us which song is the best one by text. And I get to go first because yesterday I evened the score.
You did.
We're tied now, so I get to choose. I got to go for the jugular, man. If I wanna finally get in the lead for the first time since early March, so I'm gonna have to go for mass appeal here.
Oh, come on, dude!
What?
This is BS.
When's the last time you heard this song on the radio?
BS.
When? It's a great song. That's what's BS.
It's a bold. That's a call.
BS, you mean bold stroke? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Gary Numan, Cars. You're just jealous. You didn't think of it. It's the only way to live. All right, Chris.
This is under advisement.
What? What's that? It's not a number three hit. Like you've been known to pick, or number one hit.
Well, what's interesting is that both of our songs have the same feel.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what you're talking about. Home by the Sea by Genesis.
Yes.
That's a solid pick. I like that song. Good stuff.
I've been in a Phil Collins Genesis mood this week, so I'm going for it.
I sensed it.
Yeah.
So, it's up to you now. It really doesn't matter what we think. You're the one that texts. So, if you like Andy's song, Gary Numan Cars, you want to text A to 21003. If you like Christian's, the Home by the Sea by Genesis, then you text C to 21003. Don't text and drive.
Silly.
Standard rates apply. Results announced after 6, and we'll hear the winning song after 6 o'clock. Up next, we might hear your winning name if I call your name out for the Sound's payroll. Find out if we do. It's next. payroll. Let's do it. We're looking for Gary Lopez of Paris to call us in the next 10 minutes or less. Gary Lopez, I'm starting the clock, Gary. 888-696-1003 is the number. Call us in the next 10 minutes or less. 888-696-1003. That's Gary Lopez of Paris. L-O-P-E-S.
Andy, what will we do when we won't have this to do anymore?
Something else.
Oh, okay.
This song makes me feel like I'm high. 420. High up in the sky like an eagle. Caw! Caw! Feeling it?
I'm just glad the edibles are finally kicking in, because that's,
Caw!
It's really cool in the headphones, man.
Stay tuned for the, segue from this song into the next one.
Ooh.
Because this song is always just a killer.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Really good.
I look forward to it. All right. Hold on.
Get the Museum of Television and Radio on the line, because it's going to be, like the kids say, da bomb.
I'm going to mark my calendar. Be back here in 3.5 minutes. Got it.
To Andy in the afternoon.
You might be interested in any insight.
We have the guy that wrote the book on marijuana law.
Literally.
I'm holding it in front of me, Bruce Margolin. We're going to talk to him in a couple of minutes, but join the conversation right now on Facebook Live. You can go to Andy in the Afternoon, or you can get a link to it on the 100.3 The Sound Facebook page. Bruce is with us. He'll answer any question you have. And you've been wondering what's going to happen this fall? How he's going to, whether it's going to be legalized or not?
Marijuana. It's about marijuana.
We're gonna
the sacred herb.
Ask the question. We're gonna find out soon. This is Andy in the Afternoon at 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon, and we're going to talk to Bruce Margolin in just a moment. He has, for 30 years, been the president of the California Normal Chapter, National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws. We're going to talk to him on this 420 about what's in the offing with marijuana legislation. But I'm here to tell you quickly that $1,600 for Sherry Engelbrand on the payroll so far. We're going to find out if I call your name here at the top of the hour for the last time of the day. But stick with me and go to Facebook Live. It's on Andy in the Afternoon, also 100.3 The Sound. Very interesting conversation with Bruce going on right now, and we'll have a little bit more of it on the air in moments. It's The Sound.
Boy, don't do that.
What? It's authentic. I really sounded cool when I said that. We've got a guest here in the studio, Andy in the Afternoon. I know Christian feels this way. I feel, this is my opinion, that California, like states Colorado and Washington and District of Columbia, I feel that marijuana is much less dangerous than alcohol. And if I had to choose one of the two, I think that marijuana should be legalized. That's my opinion. Bruce Margolin is the expert. He literally wrote the book on marijuana laws around the country. And we asked him in on this 420... Because, Bruce, what can people do? A simple question. What can they do? What should they look out for if they share this opinion with you, me, and Christian?
Joint for first. That might be nice.
Yes.
It's 420. It's a happy day, okay? It's a special day. And, of course, what they can do is they can register to vote for openers, guys. Okay, this is huge because we're going to have an initiative on the ballot this coming year, which I believe is going to be in November, obviously. And that's probably going to be the only one on the ballot. It's called the Parker Initiative. And
that's Sean Parker behind it, guy that did Napster and Facebook and so forth.
Right. So if that's the only one on the ballot, you're going to have to vote for it, obviously. Hopefully there'll be other ones as give you an opportunity to vote for more than one or take whatever one you prefer to be the most important one. That's very important. Number one is be registered to vote and vote, okay? Because that way... When the Sean Parker Initiative, if it passes, which I expect it will, and most people think it will, it'll legalize the herb finally, okay? Take the stigma out of it for the people that have been living under this terrible
cloud
of criminalization and jailing them and all the rest of it. And, of course, if they want to know more about all these details, they can go to my website at 420laws.com that has my guide on there that tells them about what's going on with the laws currently, what the Parker Initiative, and also about... AB 266, the new licensing law in California. Right. Also, so tell them to consider going online at 420laws.com.
420laws.com. And there's an app as well.
Yes. And while this is going on, you can go right now, Facebook Live on 100.3 The Sound or on the Andy in the Afternoon page and watch this video of everything that's been talked about. And if people have questions and they post them on there, or we're trying to talk Bruce into going and getting on Facebook and answering them after the fact if they didn't get answered specifically during this. Coming up in a second, Christian this morning, to celebrate 420 as Bruce has urged us to do, yeah, broke down some Bob Marley.
I did.
You're welcome to stick around and enjoy this with us. It's an interesting thing that Christian does with songs, with music.
Of course I'm interested. Why not?
Well, fantastic.
And it's Marley.
Last question for you, Bruce. Are you holding? Did you bring samples?
No, I'm not. Okay. Matter of fact, but that's not. I'm not promoting marijuana necessarily. I'm promoting changing the laws, okay? That's an individual choice. Of course, I think it's a sacred herb and has been for thousands of years. And choose sacred ways. It's also a medicinal herb. It's also a recreational herb. For all those reasons, people should have that choice for themselves. And I've been down for the cause since I started my practice in 1967, okay? And been the head of normal since 1973. And so I'm down for legalizing it. And I'm looking forward for the happening. It's time. Its time has come, finally, after all these years of knocking on my head against the wall and fighting cases in the courtroom and being in the legislature and running for office. I think the time has come, and I need the people out there to get on board. They got to freaking vote, okay?
Yes.
All these so-called young people that we think are so important when it comes to politics, they don't vote, guys.
You hear that, young people? Vote for it, because Bruce wants to try it for the first time.
He's really curious about it.
I'm looking forward to it. It's like already, guys.
If it gets legalized, Bruce, you come here, and we'll hang out. We'll do it together
All right, now you're talking.
We'll supply the tacos.
Bruce, thank you. Stick around, and we're going to get some Bob Marley and go deep, deep into it in just a moment on Andy in the Afternoon. Okay, the conversation's just too good in the studio right now for us to go into the breakdown of Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
You can go and watch this on Facebook Live right now on 100.3 The Sound or Andy in the Afternoon Facebook pages. Bruce Margolin's answering all of your questions about marijuana laws. So join that, and I promise you, we're going to get out a spleef with Bob here in just a moment. Christian's going to break down some. But in the meantime, little Fleetwood Mac. Never hurt anybody. 100.3 The Sound.
What a great discussion.
Break it down. Break it down again.
Well, we've had Bruce Margolin in here. He knows everything about marijuana laws. And you can watch on Facebook Live, Andy in the Afternoon, or the 100.3 The Sound page. But he did say, when he was talking about this, Christian, that we should have fun.
Rasta.
I turn it over to you so we can have some fun today on 420.
Well, I was in the studio this morning with Mark in the morning hanging out, and I broke down some Get Up Stand Up by the great Bob Marley. Peter Tosh also experiencing a little of the old magic on this one as well. So let's start with just a brief second of the drums.
This is the song.
This
as
is the
you
song.
Know
if you don't know Get Up Stand Up, you should. Did you know this is the last song he performed live before he died?
Is that right?
Yep. Ironic.
It is. All right, so you want me to play a little bit of the...
Yeah, let's do some drums, because this is Carlton Carly Barrett on drums. Listen to this groove.
The Barrett Brothers, right?
Yes, exactly.
On bass and...
And drums. So rhythm section. Rhythm. I mean, if you're not a drummer... You probably don't appreciate the level of restraint, and just this hi-hat playing here is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
The groove.
It's really good.
It's absurd. All right, so let's go to his brother on bass, Aston Farnham. He's called Aston Family Man Barrett, and the best part is he called himself Family Man before he had his 41 kids.
I know. It's great. Yeah. He made my list of the top 30 Sick. Bassists of all time. He's amazing.
And then there's a guitar playing along with the bass on the top there. So then when you put the two brothers together, Andy, you get this. Which is just too good.
That is raga.
Yeah.
Right there.
Doo-doo-doo. I mean, if you drove around L.A. with the roof down, cranking just this track, you're getting laid and a lot of drugs for free. You're a pimp. Oh, I love that. All right, so then another just restraint is not even the word to be used. So Marley and Peter Tosh both play guitar on this. So if we go to track 5, Andy, we can get a little... Here it is.
There you go.
Yeah, Rastafari.
You don't have to know a lot to play reggae guitar.
You have to know everything and then not yeah. learn it.
Listen to this.
And then he comes in with this.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Volume pedal.
That's all right, so then the next track, I put the bass, the drums, the guitars together so you could just hear this. Mm. It's so good.
Hypnotic.
We just hear it when he does the little Grateful Dead riff. The call and response is so good. I mean, you could just listen to this.
It's really good.
Especially
yeah.
if you're high. It's even better. All right, so with no further ado, let's get to Bob Marley is singing the main track. Peter Tosh is doing harmonies. Bob is doing harmonies. And this vocal is just, it's so beautiful, man. And there's so much
get
power
up,
in it.
Stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up. Stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up. Stand up. Stand up for your right.
Do-doom.
Get up, stand up.
Here he comes.
Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light, hey. You stand up for your right. Huh. Come on.
Get up. Stand up.
Mm. A tone.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Stand up for your right. Get up. Stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up. Stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up. Stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your right. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
That's awesome. Yeah. You can hear the breakdown in its entirety.
Yeah.
It's a clip on the Mark in the Morning page.
Actually, I now have my own page, Andy.
What?
If you just do Christian Hand breakdowns on the main page or on the Andy page, all of them come up now. I know.
Awesome.
I know. I'm a genius.
Well, we should play the song. And once again, thanks to Bruce Margolin for coming by today to set us straight on the marijuana laws. Bruce.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me here. Let's have a happy day. It's a happy day at 420. It's just past 420.
Yep.
The point is, however, get involved. Let's get it legalized and be done with these unfair, unjust, ridiculous laws that put people in jail and deprive them of their freedoms of choice. Again, if people need help, tell them to call me at 1-800-420-LAWS or go to 420laws.com to get my guide, et cetera, et cetera. You know, knowing the laws and your rights is the best way to stay out of trouble.
I agree.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up, be happy.
Yeah.
Happy 420.
Happy 420.
Andy in the afternoon. It's Andy in the afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. Christian's here with me. Bruce is cool, right?
That guy was awesome.
He's a good dude.
Yes.
Hey, I know we're having fun, but we're also having a little bit of a fight. It's Song Fight every day at 10 till 4. We each pick a song.
Yeah.
And you get to vote in which one's the best. This is mine.
Under
Gary Newman's Cars.
Whatever the legal term for
blow
it is.
Blow it out your blowhole.
I'm just saying.
You pick number one hits and put your hand on your hips and say, yeah. No, this is fine. This is a good hit.
This is fine? You just decided?
It's actually losing right now, so I need, if you're a fan of Gary Newman, to get behind me.
I'm a huge fan of Gary Newman. He should not be in this fight.
Okay. Christian chose this album cut from Genesis, Home by the Sea. You probably never heard it unless you're a big fan of Phil Collins. But text A to 21003 for the Gary Newman song. Text C to 21003 for Christian's song, this one here, Home by the Sea. And we'll have the results after 6 o'clock. We'll be well into 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock at that point. And in just a moment or so, we're going to find out if you're on the payroll or if it's a, what, $1,700
for Sherry
Engebrand?
She is
going to
be lit up when we call her about this, my friend.
She's going to be aglow. We'll find out in moments. This is The Sound. Let's do it. Last one for today. The name is Martin Montoya of Santa Ana.
Martin Montoya.
You killed my father.
Prepare to die.
888-696-1003, Martin Montoya of Santa Ana. I'm starting the clock right now, Martin. Martin Montoya, Santa Ana, 888-696-1003. You now have less than 10 minutes to get back to us and get $100. Otherwise, we'll give $1,700 to Sherry Engebrand. It's supported by Chevy Silverado. Get into your Southern California Chevy dealer today and find more than you expect for less than you imagine. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. 100 minutes. Let's get it going. Andy in the afternoon.
Turn this one up, Andles.
Okay. Playing some Toto.
Ooh.
It's a good one.
Ooh, yes,
sir. Snare sound. Your next breakdown session? Tickets haven't even gone on sale yet, and you've already sold 50?
We're like 80 tickets already sold now at this point. I just put it on the Andy in the Afternoon fan page, and then next week it's going to go on the main 100.3 page. It's May 14th. You want to be there. They just kept going with this jam, dude.
It's a lot of doodly.
Getting paid by the doodle.
This goes on for another hour if I don't fade it down.
The extended remix is 4 weeks long.
It
is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Christian.
Yeah.
Break something down.
I don't even have to. I'm just going to. I mean.
I think I'm going to be sad. I think it's today. The girl that's driving me mad is going away. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, and she don't care. She said that living with me was bringing her down, yeah. She would never be free when I was around.
Those harmonies are great. Yeah.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care. I don't know why she's riding so high. Sure to think twice, sure to do right by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye.
And this is back in the day when it was like a two of them on one microphone.
Oh, yeah.
They're not multi-tracking this.
They
this
only
is
have
like
four
get
tracks.
It and get out.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. Yeah. The girl that's driving me mad is going away. Yeah.
McCartney. Courtney's pretty selfless on this one.
Mm-hmm. She's got a ticket to ride.
He's not really pissed yet.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, and she don't care. I don't know why she's riding so high. Sure to think twice, sure to do right by me.
I want to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah,
before
really
she
good.
Gets to saying goodbye. Sure to think twice, sure to do right by me. Said that living with me.
I'm not wrong.
Was bringing her down, yeah.
Yeah.
She would never be free when I was around.
This is really before Lennon's worked out. He hates his own voice.
Yeah.
She's got a
just stupid. He had such a great rock and roll voice.
She's got
twist
a
and shout,
to
Testament
ride,
alone.
But she don't care.
That's awesome. Yeah, all right, should we drop it in?
Well, I might as well listen to the whole song again with the band this time.
Let's do it.
It's a double dip.
Kick it in, boys.
You're welcome, Macca.
100 minutes commercial free on 100.3 The Sound. Nice job, Christian. Okay, no caller at the top of the hour, so I'm going to make a telephone call here.
Hello?
Sherry?
Yeah, hi.
It's Andy Chanley from 100.3 The Sound.
Hi.
I wanted to call and talk to you about something.
Okay.
I've noticed that previous phone calls, you've been a little sedate. You've been at peace with things. It takes a lot to get you excited. But I'm going to try one more time because do you know what you're up to now?
I think $1,700.
$1,700.
That's a pretty good day.
Wow, look at that.
Wow, we got a noise out of her.
Woo!
Amazing.
We got a woo out of Sherry.
Got a live one, people.
Now we're talking. We got a spark plug going here. But pace yourself. Pace yourself, Sherry, because in the morning, 8 o'clock with Mark in the morning, that's when they start again. Calling out names, maybe you'll still be on the payroll this time tomorrow. We'll find out. Odder things have happened. Let me hear this song. Okay, so on this 420,
yeah,
Sammy went and got chili cheese fries because it's National Chili Cheese Fries Day.
Whoop!
Then Chronic Tacos came in.
Yes.
Then Michelle, super fan of the station, brought in some chocolate.
Yep.
And Sammy, our producer, goes out and gets Inside Out carrot cake cookies and coffee cake because it's National Cake Day.
Upside down peanut pineapple cake, but we don't like that, so we got a substitute.
So I've got the munchies.
Yeah.
Without ever having any marijuana.
That's what I do for you, right?
It's nice.
I can feel myself getting fatter.
I can hear you getting fatter.
Do you hear my voice sounds fat?
You sound heavier than you did when you started. I'd like to check the tape to make sure, but I'm fairly sure that's correct.
You can hear it in the cheeks. Yeah, it's mostly in the cheeks.
It's a little weird.
Hello, this is Al Gore, and this classic rock is so good, I'd like to put it in a lockbox and save it for future generations. What's that? Sure, like the environment. Yeah, but this music is really good.
He's talking about your caloric intake for the day.
Oh, I did it. I done did it. I took it to the limit and then some. Man, I'm full as a tick. I won't lie.
Oh,
round
boy.
One. Fight.
Fight. Song fight's over for today. We've got ourselves a winner. I thought I put up a real contender with the Cars from Gary Newman.
It's one of my favorite songs of all time, Chandles.
But 56% to 44%, Christian wins.
Yeah.
And goes back out in the lead.
With a deep album cut.
My stomach hurts.
That's how good Genesis is.
Ooh. Genesis, Home by the Sea wins. Song fight. Every day, 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song. By secret ballot, and then you vote and tell us which one wins. The deep cut by Genesis beat out the
smashed by Gary Newman.
Yeah,
don't doubt me, Chandles.
I think you campaign, and I think people. I don't know.
You know what? You should eat to forget. Have yourself some Inside Out carrot cake.
It is pretty good. We'll do another one tomorrow, 10 till 4.
You mean cookie or a song? A little bit of both?
Bypass surgery, yeah. It's something you only hear on this radio program, turns out. Well, unless you listen to Mark in the Morning. Or unless you go to one of the live lectures. But I digress. Christian, give them something they can only get here or those other mentioned places.
Well, check this out. So this is Led Zeppelin's The Ocean without the guitar. So this is just bass, drums, and Bobby Plant doing some singing. And when you hear it this way, it's... Robbie's got some issues,
is all I'm saying.
Ready?
Yeah. Listen to John Paul and John.
Sick.
It's gonna be a music bed.
It's a little bit of a...
Yeah. Janis Joplin.
Amazing.
Wow.
It's like if Janis Joplin and Brian
were in The Exorcist.
But if you want to play along, if you want to play guitar along with Zeppelin, this is a great way to do it. You can find this one on YouTube. Go and just sit there with your axe and stomp away. And as I've said many times, I've finally sort of got a respect for these guys out of doing these breakdowns. And there's an amazing Whole Lot of Love breakdown available on the 100.3 website. Just go in there, and if you now put into the search bar breakdown, they all come up in one big page. And check out the Led Zeppelin one, because Bonham's performance on that is, as you've heard, unbelievable. The dude is
Putting everything into it.
And there's halfway through it, he starts screaming as he's playing the drum fills. It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible.
So, it's really great. Yeah.
It sounds different when you put the rest of the band in.
It does. It really does. Half the tickets already sold to Christian's next lecture coming up next month.
Yep.
So go to Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook right now if you want to pick up one of those tickets. They're $10 a night, $10 a pop for a whole night's worth of entertainment. It's a good deal.
It's money well spent.
This has been a lot of show today.
Oof, I'm exhausted, buddy.
We're not even done yet.
We're not?
No, we've got like 10 more minutes of the 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock.
Man.
So I'm playing Golden Earring.
Want another cookie? Will that help?
No.
Oh, all right.
I can feel myself getting fatter.
Oh, let me close. Say something. Yeah, you sound fatter with that voice.
Barulon. 100.3 The Sound is this radio station. I'm Andy Chanley. He's Christian James Hand. Hey, we sure appreciate you coming along for the ride and the kind words that you sometimes offer. Like Mike Brown commented on my Facebook page. He said, "You guys play great music every day, but I have to say, the song selection this afternoon is awesome. Thanks for making the drive home better." And a little bit ago, we got a comment from, who is this? Doreen Mate, who said, "This made me think of you, the Goodnight song." She has a little Peanuts thing, says Goodnight Sleep Tight on it. "Growing up, my mom and dad watched the Lawrence Welk show every week. Oh, the torture as a child, but now it brings back so many memories when you sing it." I feel the same way, Doreen. My parents aren't with me anymore, but every time I think of this song, I think of them. And, of course, now I got my kids, so I'm on the other end of that sandwich. But thank you to everybody who is with us every day. It means a lot to us. And tell somebody else about it, for Christ's sake. Would it kill you? Would it say something nice? I'm talking to you.
You're a lovely man.
I'm talking to you.
You're a lovely man and a fantastic father and a reasonable radio host.
Okay.
There you go.
That's pretty good. We'll do the song in just a minute. And Rita's on the way on The Sound. I'm telling you right now, I don't think we're going to top last night. Last night was just...
Something magical about yesterday's. That's the thing about this song, Andy, because you perform it live every night, it's a different...
It's different.
It's different.
It's a different experience.
I think my dual cowbell thing was pretty good.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I like your... Ooh,
yeah,
that was
some
really
background
good.
Ooze on
it was it nice.
For you. Yeah.
Thanks for putting the ooze on it.
You got it, pal.
It's different every night. You know what I'm saying?
It is. It is different every night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tonight, maybe some tits or some bop, bop, bop.
I think you have to hit the button.
No, that's the Beatles did that.
Oh, some tits.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try some tits.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I don't think.
No?
No.
No, not that way.
Maybe less of that, yeah.
Tit, lower?
I might have to start BB then.
Okay.
It might be gratuitous at this point. Good night, sleep tight, pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know that you'll always remain in my heart. Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And now until we meet again. Adios, that's nice. Au revoir, auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas boy. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Viv. You're as cute as you can be. Well, that was a lot of show.
Well, that was a bucket of show, buddy.
That was 420 ounces of show.
Woof.
Rita Wild's coming in. She's got rock.
And
rock
roll.
Music to play. Some classics. Some classic rock. And we'll be back tomorrow.
With Graham Nash, buddy.
And I'll be a little thinner. Graham Nash is
yes.
on the show tomorrow.
Come on, dude.
Who knew? We got a Hall of Famer coming in here. Well, I'll be dogged.
See you tomorrow.
Night, night.